and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved. And then he says,
and fellow laborer, keep on.
And to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house.
When I read the Bible and I see this, I always have a church in your house. You have to have churches in houses.
Amen. Yeah. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Keep on pressing.
But he says, I thank God making mention of you, of thee, always in my prayers. And then what did he say? Hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that a communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen.
Now, this is part two of effectual communication. Yesterday we shared part one, and then this is part two. And this part two, we are going to share a wonderful word to all of you. So let's go. He said the keys to acknowledge every good thing in you. Keys to acknowledge every good thing in you. And then we said number one is doing something to keep your Christian faith alive. You do something to keep your Christian faith alive. And we said number two, maintaining good works for necessary uses and also for others to practice the same. Make others also to practice such as it is, because it is powerful. So yesterday we shared two things, and there were many points under it. You cannot even get all. You can listen the message on our podcast. It is there. Samuel Ampoupin, it is there. You go there. You can listen to the full message, our podcast and Facebook page, and you can get it in our platform. So let's go to number three today. Number three is wonderful, and we are going to talk only number three today. Only number three today. And number three is giving service that will be profitable unto all. Giving service. If you want your effectual communication be effective, then you must give service that will be profitable to all. So let someone see you, and then the person begin to know that this person, I can give this person this job. I can invite this person to give me some ideas that can help me to achieve my dream. Amen.
Amen.
So what am I saying is that if someone has not seen anything in you, he cannot make you a friend, or he cannot relate with you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So they receive from you because they have seen something in you. They come close to you because they have seen something in you. Like they used to say, is it poor man has no friend or something like this? Yeah. Because how can you have a friend? Because if I come to you, I'll be my hunger status will go higher. And I'll share then I'm a bit see. So I don't need to come there. I have to find myself in a place that my stomach can be filled with food. Yeah. So people invite you, or people allow you to come close to where they are,
because they have seen something in you, and they have seen you are manifesting different things that they don't have. That is why they like you and they want you to be around where they are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you give service that are profitable to all. A service that gives everyone. That is why I say that their communication, the communication of thy faith may become effectual by acknowledging every good thing in you. It becomes effectual. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, what you are communicating becomes effectual by acknowledging every good thing in you. Praise the Lord. So you are going to give service that everyone will be profitable. It's not only yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like what I'm doing, that many are receiving from what I'm doing. And also, I'm also receiving because why? That is what makes others like me. That how can people like your page? How can people follow you and they have not seen anything? Okay, you can say, look, if they are doing wrong and they have followers, they have seen something. Hallelujah. Yeah, they have seen something. They have seen that maybe they are wrong to it. They have someone who can help them to do more. Oh, yeah. So, you give a quality service. Quality service. That is, you take away selfishness. Like what I was saying yesterday. Take away selfishness. Now that kind of self-interest should be far away from you, because he wants others also to benefit what you are doing. Because for others, for the sake of others, that is why you are doing it. Amen.
Amen.
And everything you do it for your own profit. Profit is not much. You don't gain much profit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's see something. Let's see something under it. When because of our time, let's see something that you give profit to. Giving service can we read this one? Can we read this quotation first? Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Let's see. A service that are profitable but all. Shabbat grows. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable service. So you need to, when you want to give reasonable service, that means a reasonable service is a service that profits everyone. That gives profit to everyone. That is why you have to do it. So, under it, let's see giving service that will be profitable or to what? Number one, if you want to give a service that will be profitable to all or everyone will gain profit from it, number one is showing good behavior or gentle behavior. Or good manner or conduct. That is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Show good behavior. Show good behavior. You have to show a very good behavior if you want to give service that are profitable unto all. Show good behavior. Show good behavior. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 1. And to First Timothy. Oh, Galigroski. This is a true saying. If a man desired the office of a bishop, he desired a good work. Now, a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, of good heart. Behavior. Then it is given to hospitality, ability to teach.
And then he says, that is okay. So he said that you should show good behavior. If you want to give a profitable service, like it can, that is why a lot of people sometimes question pastors and believers. They say a lot of things about believers and all kinds of things about them. Because why? And they will use one quotation to address them: by their fruit you shall know. Yeah. That one prayer is misquoted. By their fruit you shall know them. A person can show a good behavior, but bad is. So if you use "by their fruit you shall know them," a lot of people, you can. There are so many people who are outsidely that you say their fruit, you know them. They are good, but inwardly they are bad. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is why they will quote it to you, that by their fruit you shall know. I remember one of the churches, is it Pentecost churches, that the church around. And you see, they will say that, "Oh, we Pentecost people, we don't do evil, we don't do this." And one person only chopped 3 billion. One person chopped 3 billion.
Oh.
And will run away from the church. A pastor is the head. And you see, if it is a new church or charismatic church, you will never, can you hear a lot of noise? So it is not only them, there are so many people are showing bad behavior. So if you want to give a service, when we say a service that will be profitable to people, does not mean that you come and you show them outside gentility, but inward. That is not that one we are talking about. That is not that one we are talking about. So you have to, when you say showing good behavior, you have to be example. You have to be their frontliner that they can use to teach themselves or do a lot of things for themselves. God richly bless you.
Amen.
So that is why you say a bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, and of good behavior. Good behavior. That is why I quoted from that one. I like that quote. That is why I took it from there. That is why we have to show. We have to show good behavior if you want to do a service that will be profitable to everyone. That we have to show a good behavior. Not, you don't do insult. You don't do insult. This morning I was around 1 a.m. I was listening to a man of God, and he said that how young people, this man is old man, and then they will just, he said, they will just pick up their phone and then they would write insults and then they send it to you. Why? So we have to learn not to insult any people, or even not learn not to insult anyone. Because you are example. That is how you can acknowledge every good thing in you. By showing good behavior. Let's go to number two. God help us this morning. I said number one, show what? Showing good what?
Behavior.
Number two, well connected to your leader. Well connected to your leader. You have to be well connected to your leader. There are some people, like when they come to the organization, the company or something, and you give them opportunity to manifest what is in them, and they become enlightened about what you people are doing, you see, they change their character, they change their attitude, and they want to overtake you. And then sometimes they don't show even respect at all. They don't show respect, because now they have come to a place of boss. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So you have to be well connected. 1 Peter chapter 2. Let's read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18. You have to be well connected. Well connected. Listen. Servant, be subject to your masters. That is what it says. Servants, be subject to your what?
Masters. With all fear.
With all fear.
Not only to the good and gentle, but also to the forward.
Also to the forward. So, what is the reason why you have to? This is the main reason that you have to be connected, always connected to your leader. Not the reason for good and gentle, but he says for the forward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you give us a different version there? Let's read.
You who are servants, be good servants to your masters. Mm-hmm. Not just to good masters, but also to bad ones.
Also to what?
Bad
that
ones.
That is why I said flowing, bad ones.
Yes.
So you will not say, because of this person, I don't like this person. You don't have to. In life, one of the things I've studied, that particularly season we are in right now, the season we are in now as Ghana, when we talk about Ghana, when you talk about our politics, and then you add coronavirus versus our politics, the only people most of the times they can tell us truth is opposition.
Parties.
Yeah. Those who are in opposition. Yeah. Sometimes we think they are complaining and they are saying a lot of things, but it is true. And this is what the ruling party members hate. So what I want you to understand that sometimes the people that against you, the people that oppose you, can help you to manifest more or can help you to do well.
Yes.
Can also teach you that if you disconnect yourself from this, your enemies will destroy you, or you will not go forward, or you will not be gentle, you will not be good in what you are. So this is why sometimes we hate. We have to believe that these people can tell us the enemies, those who we don't like them. And then when we hear them say, Kofo, we cry, they are not okay, come. Lift up. They are not staying in the tent. Lift up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not all about what they are saying is true, but most of them are true. Most of them. They will say they are sharing food for their party members. Is it lie? If your party member is standing and another party, would you give food to you? So what they are saying is it's not lie. But how we can believe it and how we can take it serious, yeah. That is the main thing. Amen.
Amen.
Ubane obi bagina ho na wo check ya ne abema ho afresh
ba.
So what is what, so what they are saying is true, so we should not agree with that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is what we must do. We're connected to what our leader, not for the sake of only good or gentleness, or you have to be for the bad ones also.
Yes.
Because why? A leader know more than you. A leader can also teach you something.
Yes.
You cannot be better than your leader. The Bible says that if you be with your master, you will be like. You shall be like. Like, you use the word like. You will not be a master, but you will be like a master. That is, you resemble the person. We are like Christ, but we are not Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God bless you. Let's go to number 3 about how to do. You are giving a good service, a profit, giving a service that are profitable unto all. That is how you have to do it, to give a profitable service unto all. Now, number 3 talks about be mindful of your speech or language. Colossians chapter 4 verse 6. Be mindful of your language or your speech. Oh God, be mindful of your language. But see, be gracious in your speech. The goal is to bring out the best in others. Wow. Wow. In a conversation, not put them down, not cut them out. Their goal. So you have to be careful of the words, the choices of your words. When you are talking to someone, you have to be mindful of the words that you use. Because the person can be hurt by the words that you are using. And the person can be angry with you because of your words. So as a person that now you have become a public person, or you have become a newspaper to them, or you have become the whole television news, you have become the person. And when you are talking to these people, you have to be careful that you don't choose certain words. You have to use words that will bring the best of them out. Like, don't shout on people when you are teaching them in their first time. Because in their first time, they will make some errors. When you shout them, then they begin to use some. There are some teachers, when they are teaching them, the small children, when they are teaching them, you see, some of them can insult them up to their parents in their house. So we have to be careful about the choices of what? Of words. Wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, can go there. I want you to go there and put it on the screen. Go move your distance there. And then people can understand how we are saying. Read it.
Be gracious in your speech. The goal is to bring out the best in others in a conversation. Not put them down. Put them down.
Not what?
Put them down.
What do we want to get there? The goal.
Yes.
The goal is what? Is to bring the best out of them. The goal. Is you are bringing the best. Can you read it? Read it.
The goal is to bring out the best in others in a conversation. Not put them down. Not cut them out.
Not put them down.
Not cut them out.
Not put them down.
Down. Not cut them out.
So you are not putting anyone down, and you are not cutting anyone out.
Down.
Down. What? So this is the goal. This is what you are doing. So why are you insulting? What? So all that I want you to understand from that verse is that you have to be mindful of your speech. Mindful, be mindful of your speech.
Yes.
The way you are talking, be careful the words you choose. There are some people when they talk, they talk from their language, and you see, maybe you can, that there are certain things you particularly some of us that speak Ghanaian language, there are certain things you are not insulting, but there are certain things you don't even put the Ghanaian, like for example, like I'm going to private, and then you say it in cheek. It's like I call you for him about it. So we have put in some nice. Be mindful of your language. I want to read it from. You don't have it on your listing, so I wanted to read it from here to you from New Life Translation. New Life. And then look at what New Life put it. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Speak with them in such a way. As it be wise, verse 5 says, be wise in the way you live around those who are not Christians. Make good use of your time. And then it says, verse 5, 6. Speak with them in such a way they will want to listen to you. They will want to listen to you. They will want to listen to you. And then say, do not let your talk sound foolish. Know how to give the right answer to everyone. What I want you to get, do not let your thoughts sound foolish. So if your language or your speech sound foolish to them, they will not listen to you. They will not. So why people are not listening to you? Because what you are saying, they can't find any wisdom in it. And it is not giving them the meaning they want, what they want in life. It is not bringing them to a place of what they want to understand or what they want to know. So when you are talking and when you are making some conversation with someone, and your words look like, hey. So be mindful of words. Be mindful of your speech or language. Hallelujah. Can we take it from the other version so that we will get it? Because it is one of our main points. We don't know. Sometimes our language, our speech is not even, it's not present at all. It's not present. Okay, let's read it for us.
Let your speech at all times be gracious and pleasant, seasoned with salt.
Seasoned with
salt.
With salt.
Okay. So that you will know how to answer each one.
So that you will know
how to answer each one.
You know
how to answer each one. Mm-hmm. Who questions you?
Who questions you? That the way you learn, will be when someone asks you a question, now be one and answer. Give me an question. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay.
Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that he may know how he ought to answer everyone.
You know, when it talks about salt here, it means something that will not spoil. Even for a long time. There are some people, when they speak today, their voice died before they speak. Their voice died before they speak. Because no one takes their words serious. So for example, if you don't know how to speak, if you don't know how to use certain words in your speech, It means people will not even get, people will not hear, they will not hear you. They will not take heed to what you are saying. And they will not take your words serious. For example, if you are like a preacher, look at how we are preaching like this. And people does not even like to listen to messages like this from us, but they like to hear a message which you insult a government appointee or the entire government, or you insult someone, or you insult pastor. Like I'm standing here and I'll mention one of the name of the pastor and I'll begin to blast the person, and you see, people would like to hear such things. But when you are giving them a message like this, some of them will say that we don't like it. We don't want to hear these things. Particularly in our country we are living. They like to hear messages being practiced. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So you have to. Then we say, let your conversation be gracious and attractive. Attractive. So that you have the right response for everyone. The language, the choices of your words are attractive. And you have to feel me so. No. So that is what you used to say. One day I said something to a friend pastor. We were discussing about a man of God who says something about one of the religion in this country. He says something about them. And I said, that man cannot be wrong. What he said is right, maybe according to his own. But the place he stood to utter such words is not good place for him to say. But if they have invited you, you have come to interview or something, and then they have asked you a question like this, or you have your opinion about it, you can say it. Because that platform is for you to say what you want to say, because that one is personal. For me to stand here, I'm not standing here for personal use. But if you invite me, that you want to interview me, you want to know something about me, that you say me. He didn't say I should bring the church. But for me, then my own opinion I can share. Hallelujah. So there are words you use and there are words you don't use. It depends where you are standing. I'm not saying you won't be angry. So don't let also your anger cause you to say certain things. That is why the Bible says, control your anger. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So be mindful. And these are three major things that I'm giving you today. These are the three major things I'm giving you today. These are the three major things I'm giving you. And you see, I said number one is show good behavior. Number two is well connected to your leader. Yeah. Don't disrespect your leader. Don't talk against your leader. And don't say evil thing about your leader. One of the things I love, Bishop, he told me something. He said, when you left the place, have you talked about good things about your pastor before? He asked me a question. When you left your pastor's church, have you talked about good things about him before since you left? Yeah, there are some people when they leave your business or your company, or when you are in relationship with them or whatever, when they leave you, they begin to sell all the information to other person, to other people, to destroy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. Now, This. Oh, okay. I have number four there. Number four is there. So I have number four. Let me give you number four. Number four is faithful in small things. When you want to give service that are profitable to all, you have to be faithful in small things. Not small things, small things. And we are going to read a powerful quotation here from Luke chapter 19. Let's read Luke chapter 19, verse 12. Oh God, I love the message. Oh wow. Don't forget this 3 point. This four. Sorry. Is that three? Okay. Luke chapter 19. Can you give us okay, this here, this one, right?
He said, a nobleman was called away to a distant empire to be crowned king and then returned.
Go on.
Before he left, he called together 10 of his servants and divided among them 10 pounds of silver, saying, invest this for me while I am gone. But his people hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, we do not want him to be our king. After he was crowned king, he returned and called in the servant to whom he had given the money. He wanted to find out what their profits were. The first servant reported, Master, I invested your money and made 10 times the original amount. Well done, the king exclaimed. You are a good servant. You have been faithful with the little I entrusted to you. So you will be governor of the 10 cities as your reward.
Mm-hmm. Verse 17 is okay.
Well done. The king exclaimed.
Mm-hmm.
You are a good servant. You have been faithful. Mm-hmm.
With the little I've entrusted into you, you have been faithful. You see? We know all this story.
Yes.
That Jesus told them the story that a man distributed a property to, is it 3 or 4 people? Is it 3 people or something like that? Is it 1, 2, 3, 4? 1, 2, 3, 5 million or something like that. He gave to them. And he traveled to a far place. The Bible says when he returned back, that they should come and do account. And a person he gave one said to him, because I know who you are and I know that you have this kind of character, that if I misuse this talent or this money you have given to me, what is going to happen to me that you will not forgive me, so I bury it, and now you have returned back. Take yours. Take your own. You see, when you understand what the Bible is saying here, let's go back. Give me King James. I want it from King James. Give me. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. He took from the person and then he gave it to the person who had. And then he said, now take authority of 10 cities. And they say to the person that you are faithful in little. Faithful in little. Well, so many people, when you give them your money that they should even take care of you, you are going to Jamestown, and you come back in 5 hours. And if you spend 7 hours there, you will come for the half of your money. Not even travel to your hometown, Jamestown. Or there are some people, when you give them this whole church, that they should take care of this church, and you will come back. If you are not careful, the day you return back, you will come and meet chairs. Or some will, you won't come and see any chair at all. They will sell everything. They will sell the members and they will sell the church. The chairs. Little. Last time I told you that God deal with us little. He deal with us small. But some of us, we feel, look at this, look at how. And I'm proving to you again that God deal with us little. He says, and he said unto him, well done, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Little one. That he took care of it. God gave him 10 cities. You are saying that coronavirus, so you pay your tithe. Little. You are saying there is coronavirus, so you will give offering. Little. So you will never enjoy 10 cities from God. Yeah. Look at me. If you are a betrayer, stop. Today, stop. Stop betraying people that are giving you chance to all men. Like. Look at. They have given you a little chance. I remember a young man who came to this place, our church, and I was giving him a lot of opportunity to express himself here, to even manifest more. And he said, he doesn't like this place. And you go to a big church. And I said, how can you become? How can you become? Because you have to start from this place and then you get to that. You can't start from top to down. You start from down to top. So many are suffering because they don't know how to be faithful in just a little time. God has given us 20 members, 10 members, 15 members, and we are not faithful to them. Little, God said, little by little, I will destroy all your enemies. Now, God has given also, he says, I heard a small sound voice, and he said, when you study the Bible, God said, give me 10% out of your 100 cities. 10% out of your 100 cities is how much? 10 cities, and you cannot even give God. A little. Even God, when God bless you 5,000 right now, he will come for a little. And why are you refusing to give God the little? So, faithful in small things will give, that is, make you to give a service that are profitable unto all. So, if you are not giving a service that are profitable unto all, it shows that you are not faithful in small things. See, every man that are looking for grace to bless others are wicked persons. Yeah. And every man that are seeking for grace, before he will say thank you to you, are ungrateful persons. Wow. So be faithful in little things. Be faithful in little things. Let's go to our conclusion part. Let's go to our conclusion. Oh God, let's go. God bless all of you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let's go to our conclusion part of it. Now, this is how we are going to conclude it today. Today, this is how we are going to conclude it today. This is how we are going to. Lifestyle behind profitable service. Lifestyle behind profitable service. You see, that is our conclusion marker today. Lifestyle. There are lifestyle. It's not like if you see a person, like if you see me, I'm doing well in ministry. Or if you see that, this player is doing well, or he has done so many things, and God has blessed him. You see, if you see all these things around great people, then there are lifestyle behind their profitability. Yeah. So the lifestyle behind profitable service. It says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. He gave us a reasonable service. So what are the lifestyle behind profitable service? I'm giving profitable service. I'm showing good behavior. Well connected to my leader. And then I'm mindful of my speech and or my language. And then I'm faithful in small things. That part, that these are the messages you have to listen and listen and listen and listen. You have to be faithful in small things. Yeah. 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 You have to be faithful. You have to be faithful in small things. Now, these are the lifestyle. Number one is the wisdom of God. The lifestyle behind profitable service is the wisdom of God. Wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. Wisdom. It's not anything, it's what? Wisdom. Because if you are not a wise person, If you are not a wise person, you cannot give profitable service. The wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The wisdom of God. Somebody shout the wisdom of God.
The wisdom of God.
Oh, last one.
The wisdom of God.
Oh, can we shout it again? The wisdom of God.
The wisdom of God.
The wisdom of what?
God.
Of God. That is a powerful thing. Mm-hmm. That is the lifestyle behind behind profitable service is the wisdom of God. It is. Now, let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse number 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10. Quickly. Before we go to Job chapter 22 verse 2. Wow.
Ecclesiastes 10 verse 10. Mm-hmm. If the iron be blunt and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct.
Wisdom is profitable to what?
Direct.
To direct. Wisdom. It says, if iron be blunt, and he do not wait the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to what?
Direct.
Wisdom. So, one of the profitable service, One of the secret behind the profitable service is what? Wisdom. Wisdom. Because why? Unwise person can never give us profitable service. Because give everything, give all things to the wise. Unwise person, he will disappear. Don't you know from Luke chapter 19, one person buried the talent.
Yes.
The Bible call him unprofitable servant. So he is not wise enough. Even Jesus questioned the person that, why did you not give to the bankers, estates? In other words, why did you not even use the money for car rent? Is it, what do you call it?
Invested.
No. For 6 months and 1 year to treasury. Why did you not use my money for treasury? So you see, it shows that this person was a wise person. So when you give, it's like a person who cannot even cook good food. Give him good ingredient, he will still spoil the food. Or no sugar version. But a person who know how to cook well, as a wise man or lady, give the person small ingredient for cooking. And you see that this person will cook a very tasteful food.
Yes.
And you will give fresh fish, fresh tilapia, old tilapia, what money, everything, maggi, everything to you. The person cannot do anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So behind a profitable service is what? The wisdom of God. I'm not saying only wisdom, the wisdom of God. Wisdom. When you don't have wisdom, you cannot give profitable service. Yeah. But you see, in this hour we are in this coronavirus hour, yesterday I heard Ghanaians have talking about that. I've heard yesterday at the night program that they have extended UK to 3 months, 3 weeks, 3 weeks. So we Ghanaians, we should prepare for 4 weeks. Yes, nobody, if you are thinking that the lockdown is going to open, you are deceiving yourself. So if you are hungry this week, you are going through hungry, then prepare for 4 weeks hunger. So those who are going to enjoy better living are those who were wise, not are wise, so who were wise. So you and your dad girlfriend, you people. I'm not saying you're going to be cool. You'll be like, I'm not a guy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or do you think that Nanado is coming to open? No. No. Before you open it, then you see that more than 500 people are here. And we are not even more than 2,000. If 2,500 is here, still we won't open. Just be wise and just know it. So if you don't know how to carry yourself, if you don't live by wisdom, prepare for much hunger. Prepare. Particularly those who are crying that they should open for their members to come and give them offering. Prepare. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh yes, because I will not sit down. and complain that he should come and open, because I know he will not open it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are wise now, he has given you 3 months of, is it, water for free. So just calculate that you are going through 3 months. So don't think you will go to work. So if all the work that you have done for 12 years, for 15 years, for 5 years, and you have not saved anything. Look at the food that they are sharing. You can eat 5.
Sure.
And still you look at your stomach like nyeh baby stomach. You can eat 5. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Are you with me here?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen to us, because we are not giving you false information. We are not preaching false to you. We are preaching the word of God to you, that you have to be altered. You have to give good service. And then the good service comes by what? It comes by profitable what? It comes by wisdom. Behind the lifestyle behind profitable service is what?
Wisdom.
The wisdom of God. The wisdom. One member asked you, are we still doing church? And you told the person that since they banned us from congregational gathering, we have not closed a day service.
Yes.
And the person said, hey, How? She said, how? If you have controlled yourself well, and you know how to maintain yourself and use your resources well, that is how you do. Amen.
Amen.
Can we read one quotation from there? The wisdom. The wisdom. Okay, we are full. So let's go to number two. I have time to teach you the word of God. Listen to me. Number two is behind the lifestyle behind every profitable service is scriptural understanding. You have the scriptural understanding, precept understanding, precept by precept. You understand the word of God. Yes. Whatever you don't understand cannot work for you, or you can't do what you don't understand. You cannot operate the machine when you don't understand the functions of the machine.
Yes.
So your understanding is your manifestation. If they give you exams questions, what you understand, then you choose to what answer.
Yes.
So what I mean? So as a believer, you must understand the word of God. The Bible itself, you must understand it. Understand it. Is there someone teaching you that this is what you do? Or you understand it by yourself? Let's first read something before I'll give you a quotation about it. Let's first read Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Can we go to Ephesians chapter 1? Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 10.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestination.
Go to 13.
In whom he also trusted, after that he heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that he believed, he were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possessions unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened.
Amen.
Amen.
So Paul said that when he heard their faith, he prayed for them that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened. So when your understanding enlightened, the eyes of your understanding. So you need spiritual understanding. That is why he said he prayed for them that they have fortizo, the eyes of their understanding be enlightened. When you see, when they are light, the eyes of their understanding be light. Say that he may know what is the hope of his calling. You may know something. And then he says, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saint. You will know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So do you understand the word of God?
Yes.
That is, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Let's also read this one too. Let's also read this one too. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful. Oh God. I love the word of God and I love to teach you God's word.
Yes.
Let's read this one. This one also from is it a Peter or whatever. Oh God, I hear. Let's go to, is it Titus? Let's read that one. It's powerful thing there. Sweet, that's powerful thing. That's powerful. Let's read. Before we go to Titus, let's read 2 Timothy chapter 3, and then we go to Titus first. Chapter 3, verse 16.
And without controversy.
Without controversy.
Great is the mystery of godliness.
Great is the mystery of godliness.
God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory.
Receive that into glory. Go to the next chapter. I want us to get from without controversy. Oh God, God. Go to 2 chapter 3, verse 16. See, let's.
scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
All scriptures. So you must understand the scriptures. You need the scriptures. You need to understand the precepts. You need to get the meaning of the word of God. And then you begin to do it. So you don't mess up your life. Let's go. Let's go because of the time. So let's go. Let's go to number three. Is it number three? Number three is godliness. Godliness. Have you seen he mentioned the word there? Godliness. Godliness. Yes. It's a powerful thing to do that. You have to live a godly life. A godly lifestyle. A godly attitude. Let's go to the same Timothy chapter. Chapter 1 verse. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8. Let's go there sharp quickly. Godliness.
For worldly exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life.
So godliness is the profitable
unto so all things.
Behind lifestyle, behind profitable service is what?
Godliness.
The lifestyle behind is godliness.
Oh,
I love that. I love that. And I love godliness because it is from the one of the powerful Greek words, euseia. That it is also means to be pious. It means reverence. It means respect. Respect. It means holiness. You see that. Very powerful thing that you have to show respect. Respect. And this is what the youth will lack. Godliness is behind a lifestyle. Behind profitable service.
Oh God. Okay.
Let's go to number four. I'm just mentioning all of them to pass. Number four is doing the work of the ministry. Doing the work of the ministry. When you do the work of the ministry, listen, when you do the work of the ministry, it is the lifestyle behind profitable service. You are not doing anything. Yes. Some of you, look at you people. What you are doing here right now is the lifestyle behind the successful ministry we are building.
Yeah.
And it is a profitable. Hey, I love this place so much. It is a profitable service that you are giving. Hey. You wake up at the dawn and you pray for yourself and then you bath, you dress yourself and you come here early in the morning like this to give a profitable service that you are doing the work of the ministry. Wow. Wow. Let that you are doing the work of the ministry.
Yes.
Yeah. You are doing the work. Yeah. So as Paul said to he said, do the work of evangelists. So we have to do the work of the ministry because why? It is the lifestyle behind what? The profitable what? Service. Ah, what do you want to do?
day Bishop Eddie said something that you you will go to look for a work at Barclays Bank, and when they sack you from Barclays Bank, then you will come to church and you think that you the church need you. Why Barclays Bank does not even need you there, and the church, you are coming to church because you are unprofitable person that the church need. We don't need you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't you said that there are many doctors God has called in the ministry? Yeah, doctor like Bishop Asman. Powerful doctor. And God has called these people. So it is a great joy that you will do the work of the ministry. What do you want us to do? That is what we are doing, because that makes us happy and that has made us successful. When I was carrying concrete and doing this, I was poor. Poor. Sometimes I struggle to eat. But doing the work of the ministry, now I'm giving. Yeah?
Amen.
Isn't that a powerful thing?
Yes.
Isn't that a powerful thing to preach?
Yes.
Isn't that a powerful thing to win souls?
Yes.
Isn't that a powerful thing to do the work of the church?
Yes.
To work in the church?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So as a young man like us, we have to do the work. Now let's begin to read the quotation. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. That this is what I love. Because why? By doing all these things, we are manifesting, we are acknowledging what is in us.
Yes.
Isn't it effectual communication?
Yes.
That I'm preaching. Hey, one day I was preaching. I was doing evangelism and preaching to people. And I enter a house and they say, there's a sick person in this house that we want you to pray for. I say, hey! I was young. That time I was around 16, 17 that way. And I say, hey, what am I going to do? 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 10. What am I going to do? I say, wow. And I don't know what the Spirit of the Lord, I'll say it, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. And I said, where is the child? And they took me to the place. And then I laid my hands on the child and prayed for him that in the name of Jesus Christ. That time I don't know how to pray. Say, the name of Jesus Christ. He healed. Less than 10 minutes, the guy began to sweat. They took him to Kolebu. They said they can't see anything. He is not sick. And the young guy was dying. And I prayed and I left. And I was, the other day I was doing my work. And I didn't want to go there again, because if I go back and then they, I passed the other side. And there was a woman running after me. And I said, wow, who is this? He said, Osofo. I said, what is that? He said, woman, there they have it. He said, me now buy a fear. Oh, bomb, pay a man, me ban solid that day, and I would detain your popo cracker.
Amen. Amen.
He eats and then he is praying for God. And the father said, what to take? The woman said, I will give my child to follow you. I said, hey. 17 years ago, but we'll be able to do it, she said. You see, it is wonderful. It is wonderful. Now, when you people go and share food for to people or whatever, when you are giving them, you see how they receive you people.
Yes.
And you see joy that comes to you people.
Yes.
Why? That is the work of the ministry. Today, people will go back and share some food again.
Amen.
That is the work of the ministry. That is the work. The work of the ministry you are doing. And it gives us joy. It gives us blessing. It gives us everything we need. What can we do again? We will continue to preach.
Amen.
And we will preach. Our sons and daughters that will come after us will continue to preach.
Amen.
Let's see. Now, if Timothy come, see that he may be with you without fear, for the work of, for he worketh the work of the Lord, as I also do. Give us another version and let's read. That is the lifestyle. We are the profitable service. We are doing the gospel. If you think that you go like this coronavirus and then you go, you wear your fullness shirt and then you go and you sell food. So you see, the last time some of them are coming and you people are going back. You fear. You fear. That is why. In the old days, the white people, they came to Africa. Some of them die here. You don't want to die. If Timothy shows up, may we show up today.
Amen.
Take good care of him. Make him feel completely at home. Oh, among you. He works so hard for the master. Just as I do. Wow. Look at that. It says, make him feel complete at home. Make him feel, take good care. So, how? You that are sitting in your house, you have to take good care of us because we are doing hard work for the Lord. We are doing. One politician will share the whole of 4 years. The whole of 4 years. Now you are giving what do you call it? Your plate there. What do you call it? Take away. Pack. One pack, which is not full, which is not half of fowl, a piece of fowl. And this politician says, we have feed people from December, from even January up to now. We have feed them. And we are still feeding people. Your party members, some of your party members, came and just collect a little bit and you are crying. It's not our party members, so church members. So what is wrong that a church member take a good care of his pastor?
Yes.
Who know that this pastor is doing good work for the Lord? So we are doing the good work of the Lord. And then chapter 15, the same chapter 15. Chapter 15, verse 58. Let us close because of that. Shabadigri. Legadaushkabadiha. Sabadi. I love this word of God. I love it. It says, take good care of him. He's doing hard work for the master. And then he says, okay, go on, sir.
With all this going for us, My dear friends, stand your ground and don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of
into the work of the master.
Confidence.
That nothing you do.
For him is a waste of time.
We are not wasting our time.
Yes.
We are not wasting our time. Whatever we are doing for Christ, we are not wasting our time. Wow. Isn't it beautiful?
Yes.
Wow. So doing the work of the ministry, doing the work of the ministry is the lifestyle behind the profitable sex.
Wow.
Wow. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful message. Confidently that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. Guys. Wow. We are not wasting our time.
It's okay. Let's go to the next one and then we go pray. The next one is, yesterday we talked about this, so we know it. Maintaining good works, or good works, yes, is the lifestyle behind
profitable
service. Yeah. And then we have number 6, is obedience and submission. You have to be obedient. It's a lifestyle behind profitable service. And number 7, which is the last one, love and cheerful giving.
You don't have any feeling to give or to help anyone. Love and cheerful giving. Love and cheerful giving. When you give yourself to such things like that, you are giving profitable sex. Where is the place of selfishness and where is the place of greediness? Envy. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He gave. So giving should not be a problem to you. Giving should be a lifestyle. Because it will make you give a good service, a profitable service, a beneficial service to others. I'm telling you. Giving should be one of the common life you have to live on earth. Why? Every day you want yourself to be filled, but you don't want to even help anyone. God should help us.
Amen.
And God should bless us. So learn how to give. Learn how to give. Love giving. Love and cheerful giving. When you are give with joy. Don't give with pace. As in quote quotation, that those they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. There are certain tears that you are using to sow. It does not even reap anything. It reaps in corruption. Christ. Or you know that you can support me preaching here, and then you will come and then you say, I'll dash you 20 Ghana, and I'll dash you credit, and I'll dash you this. What a wickedness. You see, why are we so wicked like that? This moment we are in is a moment that you have to love your pastor and give a cheerful. You give him cheerful. No self-interest will bless
will be blessed in such a season like this. No. How can one call, one said he surprised God in his with 500 plus this hour? Why? Because when I call her, come and support us, come and do this, come and sow seeds like this. And they are so, we get people since we closed this, they have not even called a day. That what is the state of it? What a wicked people. What a wicked people. And they have not even given one person to even support it. You are thinking of yourself. Never do that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of them, they can, when there is light of, they can use the money to buy battery and put it in their radio to listen to radio about corona. Wicked. Love, become a cheerful giver. Become a cheerful giver. When you become you love, because when you love, then you move toward cheerful giving. That if someone is hungry, and you have not even feed the person, you are not comfortable. You are not comfortable. Don't become a person that when you see someone is hungry and then he say, I call you, I come back, papa, papa. No, don't do that. Don't do that. When you love and you practice cheerful giving, you are showing the lifestyle behind profitable service. Yeah. May God bless you.
Amen.
May God lift you up.
Amen.
May God show you his goodness.
Amen.
And may God bring you to a place of elevation.
Amen.
And may you become the head and not the tail.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can we lift our voices and bless the name of the Lord? Come on.